Now, let's talk about crop conditions and what the crop is looking like and kind of go from there and anything that looks really good. So let's start first. Let's just talk crop conditions. What are we seeing so far out in the field?
Well, south of Castleton, where I'm located, the corn's looking very good. We should start seeing some big yields coming in with some yield potential accounts out there. Anywhere from 190 to 200 plus. We've had some pretty good weather this year compared to the last couple of years, especially versus last year. We're about 230 GDUs ahead. So the corn's in that early dense stage and moving right along. And then with the soybeans are looking good too. They've really taken off here this last month. They were put into some not favorable conditions here this spring, but they've really come around and are looking pretty good.
I was just going to ask, your soil conditions last spring, you kind of depending on where you were, I suppose, huh?
Right, yep. And if you got any soil tillage done last fall or even got any of your corn harvested last fall, any of that is doing better. But right around here, we didn't get much for fall tillage done or any ground prep that was, considered normal.
Yeah. Any concern with weed pressure or disease pressures or anything?
Well, we got some weed pressure coming through the soybeans right now. We just didn't get a really good canopy as early as we would like. So some of those later weeds are starting to poke through that canopy now. As far as any, fungus or insects, we've seen some insects in the soybeans, aphids and thistle caterpillars and some bean leaf beetles, but nothing to the levels where, I've heard of anyone really going out and having to spray or take care of anything.
Right, right. Any varieties that really kind of jump out and stand out at you?
Yeah, we got some exciting corn varieties with Pioneer now. We got a 94 day that's really looking good, 94, 92. It's been out here now for a couple years. We also got our consistent kind of standby 9188. That's really looking good. Again, it's very consistent and just looks good everywhere. And then with the soybeans, we got some new Enlist beans that are looking pretty promising. Some 09T24E Enlist beans that are looking nice. Some 11T55E Pioneer beans that are looking good. So, yeah, the Enlist beans are looking good, and those two corn hybrids are really, really standing above the rest of them.
Good. Anything else that you want to make mention of?
No. I just hope we get a good fall here and we can get some tillage done and get caught up. The last couple of falls, we haven't been able to do much ground prep for the next year. So that's what we're hoping for this year.
Backcountry Ag owner, Cody Nelson.